Okay, a good vach rabosai, a good chodesh. Today's daf is Pesach and daf Pei Dalid. We're here on Pei Gimel Amud Beis by the two dots over here. We have just to finish up, the Gemara on one Mishnah, then we'll have a couple more Mishnahs today. Still talking about burning the Korban Pesach, and specifically here, we left off talking about burning the Nosar, the leftovers of Korban Pesach, right? That's what we said, Chal Tezayin, Chal Shish, that's the 16th, right? We had said in the Mishnah, that if you have no sharp, you leave over the Korban Pesach till the morning, so then you have to burn it, but you don't burn it on first day Yantif, that's not, it's not Doche Yantif, you burn it on the first day Chol HaMoed. Well, if the first day Chol HaMoed fell on Shabbos, so then you burn it on the second day Chol HaMoed, because again, it's not Doche Shabbos. The Gemara says, Ve'amai, why is it not Doche Shabbos, Doche Yantif? Right? Nese Ase, specifically Doche Yantif, why can't you do it on the first day Yantif? Nese Ase, V'yidchul Losa Ase, why can't we have an Ase Doche Losa Ase? But the assay of burning, there's a mitzvah to burn the nosar, should override the los assay of using fire inappropriately on yontif. Yes, in a kanami, you're allowed to cook on yontif, but that's only if there's some sort of tzorech, right? Nosar, there's no mitzvah to burn it the day after, right? The mitzvah is to burn it. So you can burn it 2 days later, 3 days later, whatever it is. So it's not doche yontif. So the Gemara asks, why not? So Amar Chizkiya, V'chein Tanan Debei Chizkiya, Amar Mekura, the pasuk says, excuse me, Los Asur Menu Ad Boker, V'Anusar Menu Ad Boker, Ba'ish Tisrofu. Says the word boker twice. Shem tamalomer ad boker, ma tamalomer ad boker. What do you need to tell me the second ad boker? Litin lo boker sheni l'strei fasa. To tell me that it's not the immediate morning after that you burn it, it's the morning after, meaning the first day of Chol HaMoed, not the first day of Yom Tov, right after you eat the Korban Pesach. So, right, and that's the boker sheni l'strei fasa. It's the second day that you burn it, not the first morning. Abaye Omar, Abaye says, no. Omar Karla Pazik says, olas Shabbos b'Shabbato. Right, you can bring the Korban Ola on Shabbos, v'lo olas chol b'Shabbos. Right, but you can't bring a weekday Ola on Shabbos, v'lo olas chol b'Yotif. And you can't bring a weekday chol, or a non-kadosh chol, a non-kadosh Ola, on Yontif either, meaning that's it's simply not Doche Shabbos. Right? It's that only the olas and the korbanos that are shaykh to Shabbos are what's Doche Shabbos and not and Yontif and not anything else. Right? And Nosar is something else that's not necessarily shaykh to that day. Rava Amar, Rava says Amar Kra Hu Levado Yes Alachem. We're talking about Ochol Nefesh, the heter of Ochol Nefesh on Yontif. It's Hu Levado Yes Alachem. That's the only thing you're allowed to do on Yontif. Hu Velo Machshiro. You can do the malachas for Ochol Nefesh, but not machshira of the preparations to make food. That's osir. That's not included in the heter of Ochol Nefesh. What's levado? Teach me. So that's velo mila shelo bezmana. You're not allowed to do a mila, a bris mila on Shabbos or Yontif. That's not bismana. That's not on the appropriate day. For whatever reason, the bris mila got pushed off. That's not doche Shabbos. How about a kal v'chomer? And that comes from a kal v'chomer. Now, what is the kal v'chomer? Meaning you might have thought that Mila B'Shalo B'Zmana is Doche Shabbos because of a Kal V'Chomer. Kamash Malan, the Pasuk teaches me that it is not. What is the Kal V'Chomer? So the Gemara says in Shabbos, at the end of Shabbos, again in Rabbi Elazar de Mila, that Saras is Doche Avoda. Again, a person is not allowed, a Kohen is not allowed to do Avoda when he has Saras. And there's also an Isser to cut away a tzaras, to cut away, let's say you have a piece of skin, for whatever reason, it has tzaras on it. So it's usher for a Kohen to cut away tzaras. Now, it's usher for him to cut away tzaras, even if that would thereby allow him to do the avoda. And so that's what the Gemara says there, that tzaras is doche the avoda. Meaning, even though the Kohen is admitted to do the avoda, and he can't do it when he has tzaras, he's not allowed to cut it away. And therefore, tzaras is doche the avoda. Also, Avoda obviously is Doche Yontif and Shabbos, because, right, again, as we just mentioned, you bring Korbanos and Yontif and Shabbos. So, if you're telling me, and also the din is, that just a third din, that's the important part here, is that if for whatever reason there's tzaras on the Makom HaMila for a baby, a person is allowed to cut away the tzaras to do the Mila. So you see that Mila is Doche Tzaras, and Tzaras is Doche Yontif. I mean, Tzaras is Doche Avoda, and Avoda is Doche Yontif. So you see that maybe you might have thought that Mila is also Doche Shabbos and Yontif. Therefore, the Pasuk teaches me that only a Mila Bismana, and not a Mila Shalo Bismana. And so too, meaning again, this is Nosar, burning a Korban, that's Shalo Bismana. It's not You don't have to burn it on this day. And again, you can burn it the next day. It's not exactly one of the avodas that you have to do on Yom Tov, and therefore, it's not Dochesha. That's what Rava uses to teach me that burning Nosar is not Dochesha on Yom Tov. Okay. Rav Ashi is the fourth possibility. That Amar, he says Shabbason diyantif. He says the whole premise is flawed. Says Rav Ashi, the Shabbason diyantif asay. There's a pasuk that says that yantif is Shabbason, that it is considered to be a day of rest, and therefore that's a mitzvah asay to rest on yantif as well. Right? We know Shabbos is a mitzvah asay, but Shabbason, but yantif as well is has mitzvah asay, and therefore in asay do chalos asay v'asay. That yantif is not only a los asay, it's also an asay, a mitzvah to rest. So therefore, the concept is, right, you're not allowed, a mitzvah asay is not going to be docha, an asay and a los asay. Okay, fine. New Mishnah. Kol hanechal b'shor kagodol yochal bigdi harach. Now, we had said that, you know, obviously you have to eat the korban Pesach, and anything that's not shayach to be eaten you don't have to burn it afterwards, right? It's not, again, we talked about the bones, if you remember. And also another halacha is that people have to register for the Korban Pesach. And the way they would do that is very often they would give out each portions and kind of pre-designate them. So the question is like this, what about items in the animals that are not necessarily so edible? How do you count, let's say, cartilage and other stuff? So here the Mishnah says, anything that's eaten by a big cow, obviously cow is not shayach for Korban Pesach, but anything that is edible and a big cow, it can be eaten in a gidi harach, in a goat, a young goat, because again, a goat, the Korban Pesach was brought from a goat or a sheep that was 8 days old to 1 year. So mishtama, very often you were dealing with a young kid. So basically, again, and the animal that's young, it's going to grow, and its bones and its cartilage and its other aspects, right, are going to become harder. So when it's young, perhaps the items are soft. So the Gemara says, you go by anything that is edible in a grown cow, meaning anything that you could eat after a cow grows full maturity or whatever, that counts. The corresponding limb or piece of whatever in the goat is counts as meat. That counts as edible. Okay. Even though, again, in economic, even though that right now they're soft, but they will harden, right? So the stuff that's not edible with a cow, that's not considered parts of the animal that you can eat. So even though they're soft now, let's say some cartilage that would harden for a cow when it gets older, even though it's soft and a baby goat, so that's not considered meat, and that's not considered something that you could register on for a korban. The Gemara says, it gives a couple examples. Well, we'll see exactly what the Mishnah is trying to accomplish with this. Vereshi kinafayim v'haschuchim, or sachusim, I guess. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But that's also talking about cartilage. I mean, vereshi kinafayim literally means the heads of the wings. But what's that talking about? Right? Where do wings attach to? Right, the shoulder blades, right? The back of the shoulder blades. So the backs, the ends of the shoulder blades, and other types of cartilage, that's part of that stuff. We'll see exactly what the Mishnah is trying to accomplish with that. So Rava brought a contradiction. Tanan, the Mishnah says, "Kol nechal b'shor gadol yochal b'gidi arach." Anything that's eaten in a big ox can be eaten in a baby kid. She'inu nechal lo, implying that anything that is not eaten on an ox or a cow is not. Emo seifa. What about the end of the brisa? Right, Rashi can find us schochim. Right. What about the shoulder blades and the cartilage? Right. V'ahani lo mitzachli b'shor gadol. Those are not eaten in the grown the ox, meaning implying that it seems to imply, again, the halamina here is that is stuff that is eaten in a goat. So the Gemara says ela tanai, rather it must be a machlokes in our Mishnah. This is what the Mishnah is trying to say. Kol anechol b'shor gadol yochol b'shor arach. Anything that's eaten in a cow can be eaten in a baby goat. V'sheino nechol lo, but something that's not eaten in a cow, it's not. Now, then it's not able to be eaten in a goat. It doesn't count as meat, even though it's soft and edible right now at this moment. V'yesh omrim, and some people say, af roshi kinafayim v'aschuchim. Even the ends of the shoulders and the cartilage are allowed to be eaten as a baby goat because, as Rashi explains, because you could theoretically make them edible in a grown cow. You'd have to cook them. You have to cook them for a long time, but you could theoretically make them soft enough, and therefore when they are soft in a baby goat, so then they are considered to be part of the edible animal. Rava Amar, Rava says, now, the Mishnah is saying, is a mahin katani. The Mishnah is giving you an example of something that's inedible. This is what it means to say. Anything that you can eat through cooking, when you're talking about, you know, meat from a grown cow, so then then if when you roast it, again, obviously Korban Pesach is roasted, that is going to be edible with a roasted gedi, with a roasted goat. Umahin, what is an example of these things? Rosh Kenefayim v'sach suchim. I'm not sure. I keep on messing that up. Right? And what are these things that we're talking about that you could cook? So it's talking about the ends of the shoulders and the cartilage. Okay. Tanya Kavasi the Rava. We have a brace that supports Rava. Call him Nechal, Bashor, Agadol, Bashlaka, Yochal, Vidi, Arach, Batsli, Umahin, Rosh Kenefayim, v'haschusim. And what else? Including, and it also includes, we gidim harachim nidonim kibasar. And by the way, the soft, gidim, the soft sinews, right, are considered to be meat. Okay, itmaru said gidim shesofim lahakshos. What about sinews that are going to end up being harder when the baby is ready? When the goat is young, meaning it's soft, but it's going to get harder as it gets older. Now Rashi says over here that we're talking about the gid in the tzava, the gid in the neck. If you look over here, right, gidei tzavar, we're talking about the sinews in the neck, v'gidei v'talehin rakin, and the goat and the sheep, they're soft, mezakin sovan lios kashin, but if they would get older, then they would turn hard. So Tosfos is not so happy with that. Right, he says, again, we had a shita that said that the neck gidim are considered to be wood, if you remember. We had a couple of daf ago, maybe yesterday's daf even. So Tosfos is not so happy with that. Okay, could be, Tosfos says they're talking about either way, we have these sinews that are soft and they end up getting hardened, so the Gemara gives a machlok, is a machlok as Reish Lakish from Yochanan. What do you go by? You go by what it is now or what it will be. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nimdin Alav Pesach, that counts as meat even because they're soft. Reish Lakish Amar Nimdin Alav Pesach. Reish Lakish says it doesn't count. It's not meat. It's going to get harder. You cannot register on that for the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nimdin Alehen. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say you can register for those? Because Basar Hashtaz Linan we go based on now, and it's soft and it's edible. Reish Lakish Amar Ein Nimdin Alehen Basar Sofaz Linan. Reish Lakish says we go based on what they will be. And therefore, you cannot use those as part of the meat. Reish Lakish le Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish as a question of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Nechal b'shor agadol yochal b'gdi arach. What about my Mishnah? Anything that's edible in a grown shore can be eaten in a young kid. Umahein, what is this? Rashi Kenefayim v'aschusim. Right, the end of the shoulder blades and the cartilage. Zohani in aval gidim shesofim lahakshos lo. Right, the Mishnah gives specific examples. Apparently, it's only talking about the edge of the shoulders and the cartilage, but not the sinews that will end up getting harder. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, I didn't know. Tani honey v'hu adin lahanach. No, it's just giving you an example. It's not trying to be specific. Right, honey, my time. What is the reason why these examples of the cartilage, etc., are good to go? Because daha mit achli b'shor agadol b'shlaka. Right, because you can cook them when you're dealing with an ox. So then you can cook them and you can eat them. So hanachnami mit achli b'shor agadol b'shlaka. So too the sinews that turn hard, but you can cook them for a long time and then will be edible. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya, the Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Yirmiya says, Rabbi Avin ki azlas kami the Rabbi Avo. When you go see Rabbi Avo, Ramilei, ask him the following question. Mi am Rabbi Yochanan gidin shesof and lachshos nimdin alav pesach. Rabbi Yochanan really holds that these gidin that are going to end up becoming harder, you can use them, right? You can use them to register someone on the Korban Pesach. Am a basar hashtaz linan. Apparently we go based on what it is now. And now they're soft, so therefore now they're counted as basar. Fill out 1 second. Rabbi Yochanan holds that we don't go based on what it is now, we go based on what it will be. Fill out by me, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asked the following question from Rabbi Yochanan. An or harosh shel egel harach, the skin of the head of a young calf, maushri tame, is that mitame? Now, again, when we're talking about tuma for food, right, the things that are mekabel tuma, right? Food is mekabel tuma. But, I mean, again, obviously, and regular non-food items are not makabel tuma unless it's a kli. If it's just a random stam thing, so then it is not makabel tuma until it's a kli. So the question is the head of a cow, which is soft, or of a young calf, which is soft now but will be hard later, right? Is the skin of the head of a cow that's young, is that considered to be food or not food? I.e., is it matame or not? If it's food, it's matame. If it's not food, it's not matame, unless you make it into some sort of kli, clothing, whatever. So that was the question Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. And he said to him, "Ein matame," that it's not matame. Alma, apparently, what do you see? Basofav zlinan. Apparently, we go based on what it will be. Even though the skin, the hides of the young calf is soft right now, and theoretically it could be edible, but it will grow into something that's hard, and it will be inedible, right? But so therefore, it's not matame. So Amarlay, he said, "The Ramalcha ha lo chash the kimche." So the one who asked the questions again, Rabbi Avo said, the one who asked the question did not grind his flour well, meaning he didn't. He's not careful. He wasn't. Didn't know his stuff as well as he should have. Ki had to be Rabbi Yochanan, like. Lagabi the Reish Lakish, because Rabbi Yochanan took it back in this machokas with Reish Lakish. And he said to him, "Al technitini shevelashon yochid ani shona osa." And he said, "Don't bother me because you know I learned that mishnah that with the calf, meaning the with the we just quoted, whether it's matami or not. Really, Rabbi Yochanan held originally that we go based on the end, and that's why he answered. But then he realized that Mishnah was a Das Yochid, and he decided we did not paskin like that, so he took it back. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan goes based on what it is now, and that's why, and again, we see that he took back his Shita over there by the skin of the calf's head, and that we go by based on what it will be in the future. Okay, new Mishnah. The Shover is etzem bepesach atar, harez alo karabayim. If you break a bone in a kosher korban pesach, so then you are loka arbaim, you get 40 lashes, you get malchus. Aval hamosir batahor vashover batame. But if you leave over the korban, if it's tahor when it was good, vashover. And you break the bone that's tame, ain't a loka arbaim, then you're not going to get malchus. The Gemara says bishlam hamosir batahor. I understand. Why you're not going to get malchus if you leave over the korban pesach till the next morning? The tanya lo says yirumenu aboker, vanusar menu aboker by ishti shofu, because it says the iser you're not allowed to leave over until morning, and if you do, so then you have to burn it the next day. Haba kasev litin ase achar lo zase lo marsha ein loka. Right, again, what is the divrei Rabbi Yehuda? Right, what does the pasuk say? It's an ase alav anita klase. There's an iser that is fixed immediately by an ase. Rabbi Yaakov omer lo min hashem uze. That's not why you don't get malchus. Elam mishum dehavile lav shembo ma'isa. No, rather it's a lav shembo ma'isa ain't lokan alav, right? Because what's lav shembo ma'isa ain't lokan alav? So, what's the lav shembo ma'isa? You're just leaving it over, and you're leaving it over to the next day. There's no action that you have to do with it. There's no action that you're doing with the iser. Therefore, you're not going to get malchus. Elah shover b'tamei min olin. But what's the reason why someone who breaks a bone when the korban pesach is tamei? How do you know that you're not going to get malchus? The Gemara says, "Damar kala." The pasuk says, "Ve'etzem lo sish beru bo." You cannot let it break a bone with it, bo the kosher, and only a kosher one below b'psul, and not with one who's puzzle. Okay, now we're going to have a brisa and a machokas, and this machokas is basically going to take us to the end of the daf, and there are going to be eight nafkaminas between the two opinions in the brisa. So just sit tight, and let's get this one well, and then we'll go and figure out the nafkaminas. Tana rabbanan will end the brisa. "Ve'etzem lo sish beru bo." Right, again, like we just mentioned, you're not allowed to break a bone of a korban pesach in it. Boba kosher v'lo b'psul. That's only with a kosher one and not a pasul one. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, "B'bayis echad yechel, v'etzem lo sish beruvo." Right, you have to eat it in one house, right? And you can't break a bone. That's the pasuk. So therefore, Rebbe links the eating, the yechel, and the breaking of the bones. Kol roi la'achila yesh bo mishum shveres etzem. V'she'ein roi la'achila ein bo mishum shveres etzem. You don't go based on what is kosher or pasul, quote unquote. Rebbe says whatever is able to be eaten versus what is not able to be eaten. Meaning, if you're able to eat the korban pesach, then there's an iser of breaking the bones. If you're not able to eat the korban pesach, then there is no iser of breaking the bones. Whereas the Talmud Kama holds, it depends on whether it's kosher or pasul. If it's kosher, you can't break the bones. If it's pasul, you cannot break the bones. Now, obviously, those are very similar. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? Might be nahu. And now we're going to have eight possibilities. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pesach haba b'tumah ikan b'nahu. Let's say you bring the korban pesach b'tumah. Right, the man damar kosher. According to the one who says it depends whether it's kosher or pasul. So high pasul. Right, this one is actually pasul. Right, again, you're doing a petuma. Right, and Rashi points out that tuma the chuyu betzibur. This Tanakam is holding. So therefore, it's technically pasul, but you're allowed to eat it. So therefore, fine, you're allowed to eat it, but you're not gonna. It's not a kosher or carbon pesach, and therefore there's gonna be no iser of shviat etzem. The man damar roy la'achila, according to Revi, who says that it depends on whether you can eat it. So hanami roy la'achila, who you are allowed to eat it, and therefore it's subject to the iser of not breaking any bones. Rav Yosef Amar, another possibility. Everybody, he says no. Everybody agrees in that price, so that in that case, whether it's Tame, he did it Betuma, then you would not have the Isser of Shvira Zetzem. The Rebbe, Lakuli Ka'asi, because Rebbe's not coming to be Machmir, right? He's coming to be Mako. He's not coming to say, Allah, that's more stringent. He's coming to be more Mako. Vai Hapsulhu, and this is for sure a puzzle. Ella Haisol Shas Kosher. V'nifshar. What's the case over here where it was pasul? Igevenayu. What's the difference between the two of them? Right, where it was pasul, right? And meaning that one was always pasul when it was tamei. But here it had shas kosher. It was kosher at one point and then became pasul. That's the nafkamina. Because the madam are kosher. According to the one who says it has to be kosher to have the iser breaking the bones. How kosher? It was kosher at some point. Just I don't know. It became tamei. The bialim died. Whatever it was, it became pasul. The blood got messed up. Well, I guess that at that point it wasn't ever kosher, but it was some example where the meat got messed up, and meat got tummy. Let's say it got tummy. So it was kosher, and then it became pasul. So it was kosher, and so therefore it was kosher, and therefore it's shayach to this iser. But roi la'achila, according to Rebbe, says roi la'achila hashtalav roi la'achila hu. Right, you're not able to eat it lamaisa, even though it was kosher before. But right now you're not able to eat it, so therefore there would be no iser of shviras etzem. Rabbi says kule alma. He says, no, in that case where it was kosher, then became pasul, everybody agrees to be no iser shvira setzem. My time, why? Because tashtaniya is a pasul. Because right now, at this moment, it's pasul. So, ela shvira setzem mi bod yomiki benayu. No, the question is, what's the nafkamina? It's whether you can break a bone on the 14th, on Erev Pesach. The man damar kosher, according to the one who says, it depends on whether it's kosher or pasul to the Tanakama. So kosher. So technically, this korban is kosher at this point. But the Raman Damar Roy La'achila, according to Rebbe, who says it has to be Roy La'achila for the Isra of breaking a bone to apply. So Hashalav Rabbar Achilahu. Right now, it's not you can't eat the korban Pesach and Erev Pesach. So therefore, there would be no Isra to break the bones. Mesve, Rebbe asked the following shayla on Abaye. Rebbe Amar Nimnin al Moach Shabarosh. You can count, meaning you can register someone for the Korban Pesach with the marrow in the sheep's head. Vein Nimnin al Moach Shabakulis. You're not allowed to be you're not allowed. You don't count the marrow that's in the thigh, or that's in the bones in the thigh. So the Gemara says, "Amoch shabroch my time." Why can you register someone? Why does that count as something you can eat? The marrow in the head, because hol v'yachol the goro v'otzio, because you can scrape it out and pull it through and take it out. Right? Rashi says over here through the nose, right? I think can't find it. I can never find it. Moch shabroch, right? No, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. All right, the stomach of the pshat is you can get it without you can get at it without breaking a bone. But if you could break a bone on Erev Pesach, so kulas nami. So what about the marrow in the thigh? I mean, this brumi bod yom, right? Just break it before Korban Pesach for nafki the mokti day, right? And just take out the marrow. V'nimnu aleha, and then you can count it. I wonder why the Gemara doesn't say anything. The Gemara is not going to say anything about. Roasting it whole, right? The korban has to be roasted whole. Mistama, if you could break the thigh bone, right? Mistama, you'd still be yotze roasting it whole if some of the bones were broken already. All right, either way. So Abaye's. So that's a question on Abaye. Meaning, if you can tell me that the machlokas is whether you can break a bone on Erev Pesach, and Tanakama holds you can. Because it's kosher. Tanakama holds you can't, but Rebbe holds that you can. So why can't you just break the bones in the thigh and take out the marrow? And that will count as something that people can eat on Erev Pesach, and you can register someone for that. So Abaye would say, no. Well, what do you mean? At night, right, you can also get at that marrow. Nasi gumrasa, bring a hot coal. And put it on the bone, v'nikla, and you'll make a hole in there, V'nafka l'malk today. V'nimni ala. And today you take out the marrow, and then you can be counted on it. I mean, that will count for something you can eat. You can register for that. So Gemara says, continuing the because the Brisa says, "Aval asarif bet samos v'machatik bet gitin ein bo mishum shvei zatem." Cutting the sinews or burning the bones, that's not included in the asar of breaking the bones. So elamai yizchal meimar. So what can you say? Meaning, why don't we do this then? Right? If you theoretically could use a coal to burn through the bones and get at the marrow, so apparently, what are you going to say? Why don't we do this? Meaning, according to this logic, so Amar Abaye by Omar Mishum Paka Rava Omar Mishum Hefsid Kachim. Two reasons about why we don't actually do this, even though theoretically it's okay. Abaye says because you may end up cracking the bone, which would be Shviras Etzem, right? If, again, burning a hole is fine, but then the bone might crack and that would be breaking it. And Rava says because when you burn through the hole in the bone, so inevitably it's going to lead you to burning some of the marrow as well. So that's going to mess up. And then you're burning kutchim, right? That marrow is edible, and you're wasting it, right? You're not allowed to do that, but it's something you should technically be eating, even though you can't really get at it. Okay. Hefsid kutchim to come out so there'll be a dime, right? You're losing it. You're actively getting rid of it. Because, right. Okay. Dilma achel noro mimoach today, mivor yom namigzira. That's part of the same statement, right? Hefsi kachim to come out of the bia daim, right? You're losing out on the korban because you're actually actively getting rid of it. Dilma achel nora mimoach tidei. Because maybe the coal will burn out some of the marrow. And mibod yom namigzir mibod yom atu mishachashicha. And therefore, in terms of the question, so Abaye will say back to you, so therefore that's why you can't break it on Erev Pesach, because you may come to break it after night. But technically, according to Rabbi, it theoretically would be mutter, according to Abaye, because there is no isser of Shiras Etzem if the korban cannot be eaten. So Rav Papa says, I don't like that answer. Kol ki gavna kuli alma yesh bo mishum Shiras Etzem, and everybody holds on Erev Pesach, there is an isser of Shviras Etzem, my taima, because the orsa mechsei le'achila, because inevitably, right, when at night, it will be fit for eating. So Ella be'iver sheyotza miktsaso kamilfagi. The case is where you have part of the animal's limb went outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Right, Korban Pesach has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. If it goes outside Yerushalayim, it's possible. So what happens? Somehow you got half of the leg of the Korban Pesach hanging over the walls, and that half of the korban is no good, right? But the rest of it obviously is fine. So Gemara says, "Man damar kosher." According to the one who says it needs to be kosher for the issur to apply, ha kosher, right? Korban's kosher. Man damar roi la'achila, but the one who says you're able to eat it, so ha'la barachilahu, right? This is not you're not able to eat that limb, right? It's getanya lekolan dinner by sir Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. Eiver shiotza miktaso, right? If you have a limb that went out, part of it went out outside of the walls, so shivru, and you broke it, ein bo mishum shveres etzem. Right, that is not part of the isser of breaking a bone. So you see, that's Rabbi Shita, right? That's Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka agreeing with that possibility. Now, Tosus just points out, well, if that's really the case, so what's the difference, right? Between why is it still kosher, right? Like, what is the animal kosher for? Kosher for eating, right? The half of the leg that went outside of the wall, you cannot eat it. Therefore, it's not edible, but the other Tanakama will hold its kosher, like that part of the animal is still kosher, but you can't eat it. And that's if you look at Tosos Ever Shiotza, right? If you look at Tema, my kosher, they kosher. Tfei mi barachilu, right? Why is that part of the animal, right? The part of the half of the leg that went outside the walls, that's considered not edible, but kosher. So Tosos doesn't like that so much. Okay, fine. Tzarechian doesn't really give an answer. Okay, another possibility, I forget already what number this is, 5, 6, I forget. Rav Shishas, Breder of Idiyamar, Kol Ki Agavna, Kuli Alma, Ein Bo Mishum Shiras Etzem, no. Everybody, Tanakama and Rebbe, in this case, with the part of the leg went outside the walls, would hold that there is no Issur Shiras Etzem, Da Ever, Ha Pozzle, because that limb is possible. El Shiras Etzem, Bina, Ika Binayu. The nafkamina is whether you can break a bone with a korban pesach that is partially roasted, right? Not right. Al tochlumi men or not, you're not allowed to eat it partially roasted. Meaning it's not pasul, but let's say it's still being roasted. Yeah, it's partially roasted. You can't eat it yet, but that's not pasul. So that's Manda Bar Kasher, according to the one who says that it's kosher. So our kosher, the korban, is still technically kosher. You just can't eat it yet. So Manda Amar Roy La'Achila, according to the Rebbe, who says it needs to be Roy La'Achila. So Hashna Inu Roy La'Achila, at this moment, right, it's not Roy La'Achila. Therefore, theoretically, according to Rebbe, at that point, if it's still partially cooked, so then you would be able to break the bones. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Kol Gigavne Yesh Bo Mishum Shibet Satzam. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, no. Everybody would agree that while it's still starting to roast, right, 5 minutes after you starting to roast it, whatever, obviously you roasted really an Erev Pesach, but all right, either way, it's definitely roasts through the night, maybe. I don't know. Whatever it is. I'd say you got a late start. Oh, okay. So in that case, there still is Shvira Satzam, because my time with Achazi L'Achila, the Matzah Leva Achalai. Because, right, again, it's going to be eventually able to be eaten. My Rebbe would agree that this is going to be edible. So therefore, it's still an Isser to break the bones. Ella, what's the case here? The Nafkamina is Shvira Sa'elia, whether you can break the bone of the tail. The tail is offered on the Mizbeach. Right? That's the Machlokas. Between the two. The Manda Amar Kasher, the one says Kasher HaKasher, right? It's the Korban Pesach is Kasher. But the Manda Amar Roy L'Achila, according to the one who says, according to Rebbe, he says that it has to be edible, so the Ha'inu Roy L'Achila, the Eli L'Gav HaSalka. Right? That part of the animal is not eaten, right? It goes on the Mizbeach, so therefore, it's not Roy L'Achila, therefore there's no Isser to break that tailbone. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, Kol Gigavna Vade Einbo Mishim Shvir. That's him, no, everybody agrees that it's not Usher to break the tailbone, because the Ha'vade Einu Roy L'Achila Kla, because that's never eaten. Goes lam is beach. To Ella Eivar she'ein olav kazayis baser yikubinayim. No, the nafkamina is if you have a limb that does not have enough of a meat to be yotze the mitzvah of korban pesach. Not enough to be registered on. Right, you have a limb for whatever reason that does not have a kazayis baser. So according to the amar kosher, who according to the one who says that it has to be kosher apostle, so then this limb is still kosher. Right, korban is still kosher, so therefore you can have the yisur shvira setzim. Manda maroy la'achila, according to Rebbe, who says it has to be edible, so be'inan shir achila balaka. No, it has to be able, the shir achila, enough to eat it, and therefore it's missing it, and therefore it's not going to be shy after the yisur of breaking bones. Ravina amar kol gigav no less bo mishim shvira setzim. Ravina says, no, everybody would agree there is no yisur of breaking the bones if it had less than a kazayas of meat on it. Be'inan shir achila, because you need to have the amount of meat that you'll eat. Right, that's a considered shear. Ala Aver Shain Alov Kazai's Basar Bamakam Zeh, but Yesh Lov Kazai's Basar Bamakam Acher Ikabanayu. The case is where the limb has, where you're breaking it, it doesn't have any meat, but it has a Kazai's Basar on another place. It's a big leg, right? Up top there's a lot of meat, at the bottom there's no meat. Right, so the question is, can you break it at the bottom? Mandamar Kasher Hu, okay, it's a Kasher Hu, so it's still a Kasher Kor, but the Mandamar Ola Achila, Binan Shira Achila Bamakam Shvira Bahalakar. According to Rabbi, who says it's dependent on whether you can eat it or not, so then you need to have the amount of food, which is a shir achila, at the place where you're breaking it, and you do not. Okay, Tanya Ka'arba Minahu. We learned a brisa that supports four of the above opinions. The Tanya Ka'arba brisa, Rabbi Omer, Bevayis Echad Yachel, that's a Losish Berubo. Right, again, this is Rabbi Shita, Ala Kasher Uchayev, Enu Chayev, Ala Psul. This is quoting Rabbi. One second, isn't that the Tanakama Shita? Meaning so Haisalo Shas Kosher Vinifsal Bashas Achila Ein Bo Mishum Shvira Zetzem. I mean that was Rav Yosef. That was the first one, I think. Right, that was the first one who said that depends on whether it was ever kosher or not. Right, if it was kosher at one point, then it became possible. So then there is no Shvira Zetzem. If there is now, again, that's number one, right? I mean, let's do it better. But vayis achad yachel, that's on the sish ruvo. Ala kosher luchayev, ein luchal ala posel. Right, you're only chayev for something that's kosher, and not something that is posel. So I said l'shas kosher. If it ever was kosher, so then when able to be eaten, v'nifsal, and then it became posel. Then b'shas achila in bo mishum shvira zatzem. There is no iser. To break the bones when you eat it, because again, that's Rebbe Shita, depends on whether it was edible or not, because you link those two psukim, right? Yechel and etzel osish beruvo has to be edible. Yesh bo shir achila, this is number two, right? Or if there was enough for you to eat it, right? There was a kazayis. Yesh bo mishum shir esetzem, so then you are not allowed to break it. Ein bo shir achila, if you don't have a kazayis of meat on it, so then ein bo mishum shir esetzem, then you don't have shir esetzem. Number three, haroy lam izbeach. Ein bo mishum shvira zatzim, right? The tail, right? We mentioned the alia, right? Anything that goes on this back is not also to break the bones. B'shas achila yesh bo mishum shvira zatzim, This is the sheet that we said that only when you're allowed to eat it, right? Meaning, is there an issur to break the bones? As we pointed out, one of the nafkaminas was on Erev Pesach, but it's not Shas Achila, so it's not the time to eat the Korban Pesach, so therefore there's going to be no issur to break the bones. Okay, we're going to stop here. Have a great day or night, a Shavua Tov and a good Vach, and we'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow.